USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's biggest bank claims President Trump's tariffs on Chinese imports can be expected to cost American families $1,000 a year. J.P. Morgan Chase out with an analysis showing the tariffs already in place have cost families $400 a year. Planned Parenthood saying it's withdrawing from the Title X federal family planning program instead of abiding by a new Trump administration rule preventing participants from referring patients for abortions unless in cases of rape and incest. A Planned Parenthood spokeswoman, Erica Sacken, says it was a difficult decision.
It's extremely concerning, and we really believe that our patients deserve to have the best medical care and information available, and this gag rule would make that impossible. I mean, we think it's unethical to keep information from our patients.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You're fired. That's what the nation's attorney general has told the acting head of the Bureau of Federal Prisons.
It's the latest development involving the death of Jeffrey Epstein, found dead in his cell in a federal facility in New York City. The attorney general, Bill Barr, firing the acting chief of the Bureau of Prisons, Hugh Horowitz, and replacing him with Dr. Kathleen Sawyer, who ran the department from 1992 to 2003 before retiring. This is the third director in 2 years to leave the agency. The job involves overseeing 122 federal prison facilities.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. More now on the Epstein story. Word that he signed his will shortly before his death. The New York Post says the wealthy financier put his signature on it just 2 days before apparently taking his own life in that jail cell in Manhattan. It describes assets of nearly $580 million. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A Chicago teenager now facing federal charges for allegedly making some serious threats against an abortion clinic in the Windy City. Authorities say 19-year-old Farhan Sheikh threatened to, as he put it, slaughter and murder any doctor, patient, or visitor that he finds at a women's clinic just a few miles from his home. Federal prosecutors say he was arrested after posting that threat online and now faces up to 5 years behind bars if convicted. The Defense Department says the U.S. conducted its first test of a cruise missile since withdrawing from the intermediate-range missile treaty with Russia recently. The Pentagon says the missile was launched from San Nicolas Island in California, the first ground-launched test of a cruise missile, which would have been a violation of the Cold War-era treaty. And one of the great achievements in public health, as it's been seen for years, is now under scrutiny after a new study finds it may be affecting intelligence in kids. The fluoridation of water, which did succeed at reducing cavities and socioeconomic disparities in dental disease, may be linked to lower IQs in children. The study finding the fluoride exposure during pregnancy was associated with lower scores in children ages 3 to 4. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.